I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
ago. Sunday means celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about
Dumois. I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. This week, we're talking about Jordan Woods and Karl Anthony Towns, Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet, Tom Brady, Britney Spears, Queer Eye Casting, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, Taylor and Travis, Leonardo DiCaprio, and more. We're discussing all of this with Erin Lim Rhodes, the host of the Snapchat series The Rundown for E! Let's get started.
Okay, Ferris, we're about to talk about one of my favorite things. Do you know what it is?
Oh, girl. I know. It starts with a capital D. Yeah.
That's DoorDash. Did you know you can order alcohol on DoorDash?
You can?
Yes. Yes, you can. And I love this about DoorDash, especially if I'm having company like on a Friday night or Thursday night and I'm working all day and I don't have time to run to the store or run to the liquor store. I can just order it on DoorDash.
You can dash it.
I can dash it. Don't have to leave. Can continue working, continue in the newsroom. Mm-hmm. Never have to leave the newsroom. Basically.
Wow. So you can just like get that news out there at the same time as making sure your incoming guests are going to have the libations that they want.
Exactly. Which is why I love DoorDash. It makes it so convenient, so seamless, so easy. I've never been let down by a DoorDash delivery. I mean, that's true.
Ain't that the truth?
Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails. We love a mocktail. And more can be delivered straight to your door. So get your drinks in hand without lifting a finger with DoorDash. And use code DOYOU24 to get 25% off up to a $15 value when you spend $35 or more on drinks through DoorDash. For eligible users only, terms apply. Must be 21 plus to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Let's get right into it, Ferris.
Let's do it.
I'm excited for our guest today.
Me too.
One of my favorite all-time guests. She's returning. She was with us in 2023. We're so lucky to have her. She's a busy lady. Please welcome Erin Lim, the host of the Snapchat series called The Rundown for E!, which brings a unique and humorous look at some of the biggest news and pop culture stories of the week. Erin, you kill it on The Rundown.
Thank you.
I love watching you on The Rundown.
Hi, Erin.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me back. It's always an honor to be here in this space with you and my first time doing with Ferris. So exciting stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we're so lucky to have you back. We know you're so busy. You're a mom. You have a career. So thank you for giving us your time.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll get right into it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's start with the first topic. It is something that literally just came in the pipeline.
Yep.
I just told Erin and Ferris before we started recording. So Ferris is not going to tee it up. I'll just read what someone sent me. I just received a message that says, I heard that Jordan Woods and Karl broke up a few weeks ago, and now she just posted this today. And what they're referring to is an Instagram post on Jordan's feed with the caption that reads, we're really on borrowed time. Choose people that choose you and let everyone else be. This person continues. This is the interesting part to me. I've heard Kylie, that's Kylie Jenner, very much wants to be close with Jordan again now that Khloe and Tristan are done. So two important sentiments, Khloe and Tristan are done. I always had said I thought that they were secretly back together and this could be an official Kylie Jenner, Jordan Woods
reunite.
They dabbled in it. They mm-hmm. had dinner, but this could be like an official back to King Kylie days. Erin, have you heard anything about this? I know I just dropped this information.
Yeah, you just dropped this bomb, but the Instagram is very telling. We haven't had a lot of PDA from them on the gram lately. And, you know, Jordan and Kylie have actually been secretly meeting up and working on their friendship for years. I have a source close to the Barker family, and they are, you know, obviously know a lot about Kylie's movements. And so I knew that Kylie and Jordan were having this rekindled friendship for a while now. Now, the fact that they're public about it years later is interesting. And I feel like maybe Jordan is more comfortable being out there with Kylie since, you know, the dust has seemed to settle with Chloe and Tristan. And then also, I feel like Jordan kind of needs something to maybe mask this breakup that has been happening for the last couple weeks. We've seen her out and about with Kylie in Paris during Fashion Week. So I feel like she's like, hey, you know what? Screw it. Let me just have something else to talk about other than my relationship that's falling apart.
I actually thought that she was going to get engaged.
I thought she was too, until you just dropped this bomb. I'm like, oh, okay, well, this now makes sense to me why she's moving in this way.
Right. Now, on the subject of Kylie and Timothy Chalamet, I just want to say, because if people don't see them together for a week, they assume they're broken up. So since we haven't seen them since the Golden Globes, I've been receiving DMs and questions in the Q&A. What's going on with Kylie and Timmy? They're still together as far as, I mean, it's only been a couple weeks since the Golden Globes. Have you heard anything, any movement on Kylie and Timmy? She's been at the shows. He's been preparing for an upcoming role.
Right. As far as I know, they are happily in love, and like Kylie is a smitten kitten. And I can always tell when someone's relationship status has changed based on their nails. And let me check Kylie's nails on her Instagram right now. Okay.
I love that.
So
she's still in Timmy era nails. So I am to believe that they're still together.
I love that.
You heard it here.
I love that. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Yes. I think that there is no trouble in paradise. If you don't see your favorite couple for a week or so, I don't think that you should jump to the conclusions that they've broken up.
Yeah. They're busy people.
Yeah.
Like, let it be known, a woman's nails, her manicure will completely change based off of the man that she's with. Look at Taylor Swift's nails. Look at Kylie Jenner's nails. Look at Sophia Richie's nails. Like, their nails change when they're with a different man.
So interesting.
So let me ask you, we're going to talk about Taylor and Travis later in the episode, but do, in your opinion, do Taylor's nails read to you that of a newly engaged woman, in your opinion?
I don't think that they're engaged in this exact moment, but I think after the Super Bowl, the engagement is coming. And I know that I don't know for a fact, but I believe that they have already discussed it, and that I think Taylor's father has already been asked.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to talk a little bit about that later. Okay. What's the first official topic on the docket?
A Tom Brady dating update. So we last saw Tom Brady and Irina Shayk at Phuket's on the 15th of January. And then we reported in our January 21st newsletter that sighting as well. So that's the last that we've seen of the two of them as a pair.
Right. And in this week's Q&A, somebody asked, who is Tom Brady's other option? It was mentioned in last week's newsletter. Now, in the newsletter, at the end of that paragraph that you're referring to, Ferris, we did drop a bomb that we got a tip that Tom has been seeing somebody else. And I didn't give anyone the details. I forgot. I'm sorry, guys. So I'm circling back. I'll read you the message that I received same week that Tom was seen with Irina at Phuket's. Somebody messaged me and said the following. New Tom Brady girl. They were in St. Bart's together not long ago. Apparently, she left her ex-boyfriend for Tom and has met his kids and everything. Now, this person sent me this alleged new girl's Instagram account.
She's a pretty gal.
Yeah, I'm not going to say her name. She has an amazing body. She's beautiful. She's blonde. That's all I'll say. I think she's a model. She's a model in Miami.
A Miami model, yeah.
But I think if I said her name, people wouldn't recognize her anyway. Now, what does that mean for Tom and Arena? I think it means exactly what we reported from the beginning, is that it's casual.
Situational based right. on wherever they are.
Right. If he's in New York, they're going to hang out. They're gonna, if he's in New York, right. Miami, same. LA, same.
Yep.
I don't think anything's changed. I think he's out there. I think he's dating. I think he's Tom Brady, and he doesn't give a shit. Thoughts, Erin?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This man is a model magnet. Like, the second this divorce was announced, like, everyone was on that jock. And I feel like he's in a very transitional point of his life. He's got his kids and his career that he's so focused on that he is not even thinking about another relationship. So the fact that he could just casually have Irina, who seems to go about life very casually as well. Remember, she was dating Kanye for like 2 seconds. I think it was just an arrangement of like, hey, if it works out for in the same city, let's rendezvous. If not, like, no strings attached. So the fact that he is in one of his favorite locations with a gorgeous model, that does not surprise me. But again, I don't think he's like, the fact that, you know, people are saying, oh, she's met the kids, like, this new model, she's no one serious either.
Right. I agree. I mean, the fact that she broke up with her boyfriend for Tom Brady, though, I feel like was putting the cart before the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm assuming St. Bart's was before when he was with Irina in New York City. It sounded like it was over the holidays. I didn't get an exact date on that. So whoever this woman is, I kind of feel bad, because I mean, I feel like if you score Tom Brady in any capacity, you're probably like, yeah. You know,
oh, let me just lock this up and forget about everything else going on.
Right. Kick your current boyfriend to the curb. And
I mean, I wouldn't want to be the other guy. You know,
I think the other guy was like, you know what? It's Tom Brady. You do you, baby.
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, you know what? I'm going to sit this one out. You know,
but OK, so just to recap, if everyone, you know, is curious about what is going on with Tom and Arena, I think it's the same. Same as usual. And it's funny that you mentioned Arena going along with this arrangement. Now, on the flip side, Bradley Cooper is very publicly dating Gigi Hadid. What mm-hmm. is she to do? I mean, of course, you want to hook up with someone with equal star power that's in the headlines. Because I've always heard that Arena would get back with Bradley at the drop of a hat.
Mm. Yeah, that doesn't look like that's happening anytime soon.
Right.
So she was probably look, Tom, I do not care what you have going on.
Right.
Let's
right.
have a little public outing. Yes. I will see you next week.
Right. I'm thinking exactly the same, along the same lines.
Call the paparazzi. Get him to Phuket's.
There were no paparazzi at Phuket's.
There wasn't.
There wasn't. But we did.
It was
get
a reader
picture.
Spotted. It
we
was
did
a reader.
Get a picture. Yeah. A reader. A Dumois reader just happened
photo
to be,
evidence
right at the restaurant at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
exciting stuff.
So what's next, Ferris? On the
Britney's apology to Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Oh, Britney.
I know. So, in case you missed it, I actually went back to her Instagram and couldn't find the post. So, I'm curious if she deleted it or if I just wasn't looking hard enough. But she did post on her Instagram. The following caption: I want to apologize for some of the things I wrote about in my book. If I offended any of the people I genuinely care about, I am deeply sorry. People were not buying this apology. Somebody asked in the Q&A, didn't Brit's apology feel PR heavy? Yes, she's applauding JT before, but now an apology with like a, you know, a curious face emoji. Somebody asked me about this in the Q&A, and I had said that she apologized because she was just too nice. I thought it was out, you know, of her own feelings, just like as she often does, writes on her Instagram like it's her diary. That's how I took it at first. But after speaking with a couple of people, I'm going to change my answer. I think that she was, I don't want to say strong-armed, but
asked to make some sort of a public apology.
Or, yeah, to make some sort of public apology in anticipation of what Justin might say.
We're still waiting for this to happen.
Right. We talked about this last week, of what Justin might say as he goes out and promotes his newest album and tour about what Britney wrote in the book. We talked about this last week. So I'm changing my tune. Mm-hmm. I think that she was asked to put out that statement sort of to
smooth things over for Justin before, for his future.
Or smooth things statement. Over for herself. Who knows what he's going to say?
Oh, my God.
I disagree. I think that she is genuinely kind-hearted and kind of sweet and naive and is like, oh no, like, I'm so sorry that my song is like literally trumping yours and my other songs are not trending. And you, like, I think she really does feel bad, because there are so many times when I ask myself, where are Britney's PR people when she's posting the things she posts? Like, even if someone was like, hey, Britney, take down your butt crack and boobs for 2 seconds. She's like, no, I'm not going to do it. So I don't think that anyone is truly capable of controlling anymore what she puts on her social media. She is just out there doing what she wants. And then look, she deleted it because maybe she had a change of heart in the same moment that she posted it. Like you were saying, this is her diary. So I think she was just like, oh man, this kind of sucks. Like, my book came out and that whole thing trended, and now his song came out and now my songs are trending. Like, I don't know. I think she was just being sweet.
Well, I agree with you. I think that she's very, very sweet, but I do think that whoever's in her life from a managerial perspective, and I'm going to go ahead and guess that's Kate Hudson. Not Kate. I don't want people to misunderstand.
Yeah, I was just really confused about that. I'm like, wait a second, what?
If you say it quickly, it sounds like Kate Hudson, but it's Cade with a D. People have seen him on her Instagram in pictures. Some people know who he is. Some people don't. She's posted him before, and people have forwarded me the picture of the video and been like, dude, who is this? And I'm like, that's her manager slash best friend, Cade Hudson. So I do think that there are people like him, if not him specifically, in her life that would be like, Britt, you have to say something.
I don't think he's going to say anything. I don't think Justin's even going to comment on, you know, during his press run or tour or whatever. I think he's literally going to avoid the conversation, or, you know, just evade it somehow and say, look, I'm not commenting on the things that were said in her book. Like, if that's her truth, that's her story, but I'm not commenting.
Exactly. Like, I agree. I do think that there'll be a non-comment comment. That's what I think is going to happen. Now, people were writing me and being like, RCA, the record label, made her write that apology because they're both on the same record label. Now, let's get something straight. Britney Spears does not give a shit about RCA. Or any...
Certainly not.
No. Or any album or music that might be in her future. I don't think there's, unfortunately, any albums or music in her future. I think she is done.
I don't know. I feel like she'll pop another one out there. She'll really surprise us with like a banger fire single that she recorded in her dungeon with like a friend.
Your lips to God's ears. Yeah,
I hope so.
I hope so. But I just don't, based on what I heard about or have heard about her state of mind and where she's at, I don't see it. I don't see it.
I hope so.
You hope so, but
I do. Maybe. I'm just like,
I don't see it.
What I was thinking about before was, and this is just such a menial fact, but like, does anyone ever talk about how her dances on social media are all exactly the same? Does anybody talk about this?
Yeah, but I've talked about how her dances on social media are all choreography from her tours.
But it's also literally nearly the same dance.
But because you're not listening.
A lot of twirls.
You're not a Britney Spears fan, so you cannot speak on this. They are the exact choreography from her tours. People think that she's spastically dancing, which she does. She'll throw in some interpretive moves every now and then. But if you go back and look at her past concerts, I'm not even talking Vegas. I'm talking about the hotel tour. I forget the name of it. She does some of the same exact moves because that's what's ingrained in her mind.
Like the hip rolls, the arm over the head.
Yes.
Yes. But she also trains with a choreographer for like hours still to this day. Like, she will go to a dance studio, get in the room, and just be practicing new stuff and then reworking old stuff. And then also they seem different to us because she has, you know, different dresses that she's modeling for us.
Right. Oh, I didn't realize she was still working with
practicing. That's cool.
With an instructor.
I think she does it for hobby, for fun, and to feed her soul, because that is like the one thing she does all hours of the day.
No, 100%. I agree with that. It obviously like makes her happy and is some sort of stress release and some sort of therapy for her, really, it seems like. But yeah, I mean, it frustrated me when people would make fun of her dance moves, because if you're a OG Britney Spears fan, you recognize some of those moves.
Well, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't.
Ooh, get with it, Ferris.
Back
it up, Ferris.
Okay. I just was curious. I just noticed it.
How
and
dare you?
It just dawned on me. I was on the last one and I was like, wait a second. This looks exactly like the first and second and third and fourth.
Obviously, like, because that's what's ingrained in her mind. You do what you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. And it works.
All right.
Yeah,
girl.
Exactly. Like if you were a piano player and you sat down in front of a piano, you're going to bust out chopsticks or you're going to bust out hot cross buns or whatever the hell.
Oh, my God.
Chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
Yes. Yeah. Heart and soul.
Or heart and soul. Exactly. Because like that's what you practice and that's what you knew. Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Makes sense. Okay. Thank you for the clarification, ladies.
Okay. What's next?
Bobby Burke's Vanity Fair article that was posted on January 25th with the headline, Bobby Burke explains why he's really leaving Queer Eye.
Okay, this is something that we've talked about in two previous podcast episodes. I don't know if there's more to say, but people are still harping on it. In the Q&A yesterday, somebody asked, I just want to know what happened between Bobby and Tan France. Somebody else says, what actually happened between Tan and Bobby? That Vanity Fair article is so vague. I didn't read the Vanity Fair article, but the day before the Vanity Fair article dropped, I received this anonymous email. Now, if this is any of the information that is repeated in the Vanity Fair article, I apologize. I'm going to read this email. It's not verified. It's information I can't confirm. I don't know if it's repeat information. I refuse to read Vanity Fair. But this is all I know. So I have nothing else to contribute but this email. Somebody writes in, Tan was absolutely the catalyst that started the drama that led to Bobby leaving. Tan on multiple occasions made complaints to Netflix and Jen Levy that he hated when Bobby embraced being the hardest worker on the show. Most recently, it was over a reel that Bobby posted making fun of himself for not being on the show as much. Tan caused quite a big stink about it, but no one here thought it was a big deal and was not only true, but funny. Apparently, after he started telling Jen and Bella, I don't know who Bella is, who he is good friends with, that he didn't want Bobby to come back and got Anthony to do the same, they said they wouldn't return if Bobby did. I will add, though, that both JVN and Karamo fought for Bobby and were not happy with the other two. That whole situation escalated, and finally Bobby's team said he was over the drama and not to worry about him coming back because he had no desire to. Many of us now believe it had to do with trying to push Bobby out so Tan's friend Jeremiah Brent could get the job. We all started thinking this after we saw Nate and Jeremiah spend the holidays at Tan's house in Salt Lake. And then lo and behold, Jeremiah was cast for Bobby's job. According to Netflix staff at casting, no one at ITV, Netflix, or Scout, except David Collins, wanted Jeremiah, and he's only getting the job because Tan and Anthony demanded he get it and said they wouldn't work with anyone else. From what we've seen over the years, Tan is the one behind the scenes pulling the strings with the executives, Jen and Bella, that he's sucked up to get what he wants for his other Netflix gigs at the expense of his castmates' pay and now jobs. And that's the tea. Okay. I don't know if this is a fan or if this is someone that really has this information.
Yeah, it's very one-sided.
Yeah, it's very one-sided. I don't know who Bella is. Do you?
Aaron? No, I do not know who Bella is.
It says the executives. It's just one of the executives.
Right. I mean, so either this person is like a super fan and knows who the executives of the show are, or they really have some inside information and this is what happened. I also heard that Bobby was asked to leave. Now, I don't know if that was because there was so much drama or what.
Well, it seems like, I mean, according to the article, Bobby originally thought that they all mutually were going to back away and not sign a contract for another chunk of seasons. And then once he said, okay, no, the rest of them band together, according to what he's insinuating here, the rest of them were like, actually, no, we will sign on for a couple more seasons. And then they're like, okay, well, we could do the show without you. And then when he references his beef with Tan, which he doesn't really address it. He just said that's between him and I. He does say Tan and I, we will be fine. So they are currently not fine. And then their first Emmys reunion was ripping off the Band-Aid of, okay, we could be in the same room, we can embrace each other, and then happily move in our own directions again. But he thinks that, I mean, in this article, he's like, you know, in the future, like, we're going to be great and we're going to be at each other's houses. So I don't know if the beef is that deep where, like, Tan is doing malicious work to get him off the show. Because I don't think Bobby would say all of these things in the article if it was that bad.
Right. I mean, I also don't believe basically anything I read these days. So now I don't know what to believe. I'm confused. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've heard, like I said, something like this email. Then we have Bobby's Vanity Fair article. And then, like I just said, someone had told me previously that it wasn't his choice to leave. But you're making it sound like the Vanity Fair article depicts sort of this, like, Friends, you know, like when Friends all band together and said, like, we want to pay raise. That's what it's, which I hadn't heard before. So
yeah, it's like a new take on the situation completely. Right.
Yeah. So really, I don't know. I don't have an answer, I guess. I mean, have you heard any, like, rumors or anything, Erin, about this? Or
all I've heard is that all of their stars were rising collectively at their own rates, and they all had so many other things going on independently that it was like, okay, the show that originally brought us together also helped us be these huge individuals, and is there room to come back together? And I think in Bobby's mind, it was like, all right, I'm just going to do my own thing after this. But, you know, that's also his account, where it was like, oh, we all thought we were just going to go our own ways, and then boom, another series, and now I'm asked out. So I don't know. I think from what I heard, there's no serious bad blood, but from what you just read, it sounds like things are intense.
I mean, there definitely was some social media activity on Bobby's part, which I felt,
oh yeah, the unfollows,
was shady. Yeah. And he had made a comment on a reel. We talked about it.
It was just like liking basically somebody defending him.
Right. But basically, then he also added a comment that said something along the lines of, like, he doesn't know how they're going to find someone to fill his shoes.
If yeah.
He didn't say that. That's not
paraphrasing, not quoting it,
but I'm paraphrasing, like, what it sort of suggested.
Yeah. There was a series of posts that either he made or other people made off of his posts on Instagram that's, you know, basically suggest that
he does a lot of the heavy lifting on the cast, and he wasn't feeling appreciated or wasn't receiving the appreciation that maybe he felt he would. So I'm gonna just say that I think it was a lot of reasons. It seems like there are several reasons why he won't be returning.
And look, if I was asked out too, where it was kind of like a surprise to me that the gang is getting back together and I'm no longer part of it, the person who helped build this show, I would be liking those comments too.
Me too. I'd be
pissed. I don't think it's necessarily petty to like the comments that are like, no one can replace Bobby. Like, sure, fine.
Right. But I also think, now that I'm thinking of it, like, if you're liking comments like that, you didn't leave on your own volition.
You're a little salty.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm excited to see who replaces him. The rumor is Jeremiah Brent, who is, if you didn't know, Nate Berkus's husband. I follow him on Instagram and TikTok. I love his style. I don't know if you guys are familiar.
No, not at all.
He'll be great.
Yeah. Okay. What is the next verse?
Megan Fox and MGK, their relationship status.
Ferris, what do you think one of the biggest health challenges?
Oh, for sure, weight management.
Exactly. Yo-yo dieting, losing weight, putting it back on.
Trying the latest fad, it not working.
Exactly.
Feeling like a failure.
Feeling like a failure is the worst feeling when it comes to weight loss.
And then getting discouraged.
What if I told you I knew of something that could help with this?
I would 100% want to know.
The Row Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off.
That's amazing. And I love how it's over a year. That's so important for sustainability.
Exactly. The slow weight loss.
The slow burn.
Over 200,000 people have already chosen Row to help them lose weight. Rowe Body Program members have support throughout the process. Rowe's partner handles all of the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting room.
That sounds amazing, especially for parents not having to leave home.
Or people that work.
Yeah.
Having to get that appointment.
How convenient.
Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year, like I said, with healthy lifestyle changes. It's important to note that you do have to pair both. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to row.co/do. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/DEUX.
So the last we've seen is basically right after the new year. So just backing up a little bit. So on New Year's Eve, a Des Moines reader submitted a photo sighting of the two of them together in Aspen at a show, a Nas show with DJ Green Lantern at Belly Up. And we had actually asked them, and how were they when you saw them together? Were they really lovey-dovey? Were they together the whole time? And this person said, from what I remember, I saw them together, yes, the whole time. The next day on Backrid, there are some photos of the two of them getting coffee together. So that's the last time that we saw the two of them.
So the beginning of January.
Together. Yes. The beginning of this month.
Right. So the reason I'm bringing this up, because someone in the Q&A literally submitted a question 20 times. Talk about Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. Talk about Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. I haven't heard anything. I reached out to somebody and I said, what have you heard lately? And this person says, quote, I haven't heard anything super recently. I know they were still together a few weeks ago, end quote, which sort of lines up with the sightings. Erin, have you heard anything about these two?
No, but I actually appreciate that they have cooled down in the spotlight, because at first it was so volatile with them all up in our faces. And then all of these rumors of breakups and therapy and all of that in our face. And the fact that it's been kind of casual, we saw them in Aspen together and her kid was there. I think that they're maybe taking themselves a little more seriously and probably working on the relationship. Before, it seemed like it was hanging on by a thread. So I believe that they are still together. I saw the last stuff that I saw was what you saw. So I know rumors on breakup.
Right. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. No. And the fact that, like you said, Erin, that's a great point. Like the fact that they've backed away from the spotlight definitely leads us to believe that their relationship is a lot healthier than what it has been over, mm-hmm. The past several months.
Well, she put out her poetry book and there were a lot of poems in there that people thought were about Machine Gun Kelly. I don't know if you read the book, Erin. People sent me these specific poems, but they were very telling of their relationship. I think they have a very passionate and volatile relationship. Do you think that they will make it to the altar?
I kind of think that they will be engaged for like 7 years and maybe they will eventually quietly marry in a chateau a la Brad Pitt and Angelina. And who knows what will happen after that.
Right.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry that there's not more information on them. Sometimes there's just not information on people or not new information on people. Like case in point, like Kylie and Timmy, like, we just saw them all loved up. Like they're just living their lives.
And they have they each have individual projects, to tend to.
Right.
So there's that.
Speaking of couples,
who's
next?
I just thought of a really fun game show, Altar or Falter. And we can say like, if we think they're headed for the altar or if we think they'll not make it there.
Okay. Why don't you pitch that?
Altar or Falter. Let me host it, Varys.
Thank you, Erin. See, Do never likes any of my ideas, but you know what? I have good ideas.
Alter. Okay. Well, let's play Alter or Falter with this one.
Alter. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Okay. Alter or Falter, Ferris.
All right.
You're scared to say.
I am. I'm really scared to say.
Don't put your opinion.
All right. I think alter, but then falter.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Erin, alter or falter?
Alter all the way, baby.
Okay.
Oh, I like the positivity.
I like being positive, too. I'll say alter to everyone.
All right. Everyone come at me there. Okay.
Okay. So we received a very interesting sighting last week that I was so hesitant to post because, A, I didn't believe it, and B, I just, you know, I feel like everyone thinks that I'm pushing this engagement narrative, you know, because I'm obsessed with Taylor Swift, but I'm not obsessed with Taylor Swift. Everyone else is obsessed with Taylor Swift, and my job is to talk about celebrities.
That's
so.
Right. And I might add, this is one of these, this was one of these stories and situations where we had to do a lot of investigative work.
No, you didn't do any investigative work.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Okay, you did.
Okay, so basically I got this sighting. I was scared to post it because I just didn't know if it was true. And I don't like, you know, spreading false information contrary to everyone's belief. So I posted it in a place where I felt safe. And that was to my Instagram subscribers. They are the most non-judgmental group of people. On the
Shout
internet.
Out to those IG subscribers out there. You can subscribe too.
Yeah, you could subscribe.
Real ones.
If you hit subscribe in our Instagram bio. But they know that we're just having a conversation, right? It's like a group of friends having a conversation. So they're not judgmental about what's posted. They're helpful. So without further ado, the sighting was Taylor Swift's dad is at a rooftop bar named Canopy in St. Petersburg, Florida, with Travis Kelce's parents right now. So cute. Anon, please. So I said to this person, why the hell are these people there? Like, I had no idea where anyone lived, where any rental units resided in the United States. So I said to this person, why are these people in Florida? The person had no idea. They were like, I don't know. But the sighting is 100% true. That's what this person alleges. And to me, when I heard about the sighting, I was like, wow, that's like pretty telling. The parents are getting together without the kids. I posted it to Instagram. And of course, the Swiftie subscribers pulled through and told me that Travis Kelce's mom, Donna, lives in Florida.
In Orlando, right?
I think in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift's dad has a condo around the corner from this bar, Canopy, in St. Petersburg, Florida. So, again, this is not a confirmed sighting. Was Taylor Swift's dad at this bar? That seems like most likely. With a couple who looked like Donna Kelce and Ed Kelce? Or was it Donna Kelce and Ed Kelce? Or was it Donna Kelce and her brother, who people tell me sometimes get mistaken for Ed Kelce? Or was it Scott Swift and Ed Kelce with his girlfriend, who sometimes gets mistaken for Donna Kelce?
Oh, my God.
Because, well, Ed and Donna aren't together anymore.
But amicable.
The fact of the matter is that a Swift Kelce union was happening at this bar, whether it was the aunts, uncles, brother, sister, father, whoever. It was Swift's and it was Kelce's, and they were together. Those are the facts.
Right. Those are the facts that this person is claiming. Again, I have no photographic evidence. I wasn't there, so I can't say for sure, but this person said 100% it was true. To me, this signifies
A union of families.
Yeah, union of families. A very serious union of families. Now, I made a comment on my Instagram that her going onto the field after their win on Sunday signified, in my opinion, an engagement. And everyone was very quick to say, why? All WAGs go on the field. Like, it'd be weird if she didn't. And I said to these people, Taylor Swift is Taylor fucking Swift. She is not all WAGs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her making that gesture where there's a million cameras in her face, she plants a huge smooch on him. Lip readers, you know, got out their magnifying glasses. They said, I love you to each other, apparently. Like, that's a big gesture, in my opinion, on her part for someone who in the press they were claiming was what, Ferris, just last week. get right. to know each other.
Exactly. So yeah, People's January 18th headline read, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are, quote, really happy together, but, quote, still seeing where it goes.
Right. And then I think there was another article, they were getting to know each other.
Right.
You don't jump onto a field when you're an international pop star, you know, unless
right, like
you
what,
have
security
that,
and
right, unless you have that relationship on lock. Like, to me, those pictures, the memes, the headlines, they're going to live forever. Like, I don't know if I were her, unless he was my fiance or we were super serious. Would I have stepped foot on that field? I would have felt it wasn't my place.
Yeah, that's a huge moment for him winning that championship. Yeah. Like, that's an insanely important moment for him and the Chiefs.
And she's not just a wag. Like, because they were, like, saying his ex-girlfriend.
Right, she's a pop star. She's an international pop star.
Like,
yeah, she's Taylor fucking Swift. Yeah, I don't think that they're engaged right now, but it has been, you know, 6+ months of them being together. I think they have established that they are end game for each other. Like, really serious conversations have been had. And I was not surprised that she went down to the field, because, you know, she's in this friggin' suite with Brittany Mahomes and, you know, the other Kelce sister. I think that they were like, come on, you got to come down to the field. It's just like what you do. And, you know, if you watch like all of these games, whenever they turn the camera on Taylor, she is like hooting and hollering for every single thing that Travis does, for every single play or touchdown by the Kansas City Chiefs, that it almost feels like she's brand new to the game of football. Like my husband was telling me this. He's like, the fact that she's celebrating like this makes me believe she's never seen a football game before, or she didn't know that Travis Kelce is that guy. Like, he's obviously going to score a touchdown. Like, look at Donna. She's not doing the crazy celebration every single touchdown. It's just to be expected. So I think she's just like overly excited about all of his movements. So she just felt like, okay, this is normal. I got to go down to the field now. So yeah, I don't think there's necessarily an engagement, but I think they have discussed it, and that this relationship is so different for her. It's so different than her previous relationships that I think she's also just happy and elated that she can celebrate her guy in this way. Like, she's the shit, he's the shit. She could just, like, you know, bask in this pride and glory right now.
Yeah. And I feel like, whereas before when she dated an actor, Joe Alwyn, you know, and even a musician, they don't celebrate the same mm-hmm. as athletes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I would imagine
tons of emotion in
yeah. Well, and they just don't hold back, you know? It's right. Like, they don't give a shit. It's like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you guys feel like she tried to somewhat dull her sparkle when she was dating these guys who didn't have as big as, you know, like a star as she did?
Right.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I think so.
And I thought you were going to say as big of a personality that she has. Also. This is the most personality that I've seen
yes.
from her. I mean, again, I'm not a Swiftie. I haven't followed her career very closely. But besides interviews, I feel like this is the most personality that we've seen from Taylor Swift. Interviews, and she also loves an award show.
Mm.
Like an MTV Music Awards. Like, you see her personality come out there. But yeah, I mean, I think it's great that
it's
she
really
enjoys it so much.
Yeah,
so supportive,
so cute. I mean, it reminds me what you said, Erin, about as if she's never like seen a football before or like watched a football game. It reminds me of that letter, the notes.
Oh, God.
And everybody being like, "No, how could you?" Taylor, of course, has been watching football and is an Eagles fan.
No, yeah, I got raked over the coals for that. So obviously, like, if you guys don't know what Ferris is referring to, when Taylor attended her first Chiefs game, somebody submitted to me, not anonymously, like it was in the DMs, picture of notes about the Chiefs, the football team, the Chiefs. And this person alleged that somebody had given these notes to Taylor before her first Chiefs football game, so she would know what was going on.
Like a cheat sheet.
Yeah, like a cheat sheet. People were so up in arms that, first of all, that Taylor would need this. Because she's been a lifelong Eagles fan. That's what the Swifties say. And secondly, I don't know. They were just like so upset.
I thought it was adorable.
I thought it was adorable too. They were like,
I think
it was like
cute.
Bubble
yeah,
letters.
Bubble
yeah.
letters on top that said Chiefs.
So cute.
But when all that came out and I didn't know we'd be talking about this, or I would have pulled up the DM. Someone did message me and say that she had never been to a football game before in person.
Well, there you go. It all makes sense now. And that is completely A-okay. Like, let's just call a spade. You don't have to be an expert just because your new boyfriend is this all-star stud. But like, if it's your first time, okay, great. And it shows. And we are happy for you regardless.
Mm-hmm. Get pumped, you know, run on the field, celebrate.
It's exciting. If you've ever been to a live sporting event,
it's fun.
It's exciting and it's fun. So she's
lots of energy.
Yeah, she's just like, you know, getting into the spirit of it.
Mm-hmm.
I still, my opinion still stands. I think that they are currently.
You mean your new opinion based on my first opinion?
I flip flopped. I do think that a commitment has been made. I just, that's just my opinion. We'll see. I think I had said, God, months ago when we were sort of speculating when an announcement would be after the Super Bowl. I still stand by that, obviously. And the Super Bowl's in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chiefs are going to win. Chiefs are going to win, and he's going to be on that stage with his trophy, and he's going to get down on one knee because that's who Travis Kelce is.
Whoa.
I can't imagine.
That would be wild.
Because I feel like in that moment, you're so overcome mm-hmm. with adrenaline and emotion that you don't know what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. I could totally see that happening. Or him, you know, my future wife, I want to thank my future, you know what I mean? Or something yes. like that.
I'm sure the NFL like wouldn't even be mad about that.
No,
either.
The NFL would
like bring students
joy. Are you kidding me?
Bring them in.
They are dying for that to happen. They're like, how can we script this to happen?
Yeah. Not like they need to. I mean, like, even if you're like literally not somebody who ever watches football from the corner of your eye, watches at least some of the Super Bowl on Super Bowl Sunday. I feel
this will be the most watched Super Bowl I have ever watched football. I mean, I have people in my life that are huge football fans. I refuse to watch. I watched the past two Chiefs game because of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I run the account and I need to like be up to date on what she's doing. But I watched because of her. I'll say
right.
She influenced me to watch.
And the Super Bowl, I mean, Usher.
Yes, it's going to be so iconic.
So speaking of Usher, it's funny you say that because I had a tip that Mary J. Blige was going to be joining him. And then someone wrote in, no, that's not true. And I also had a tip. Did they announce who was going to be joining him? I also had a tip. Will.i.am will be joining him for Oh My God. You know, Oh My God.
Oh, that
song. But both tips, I don't know if they're true. So Will.i.am, Mary J. Blige. Have you guys?
I'm trying to think of like who else has done a collaboration with him. Like everybody.
So many. I mean, he could even go with Beyonce. Like,
oh yeah,
Love in This Club. Like, I don't know. I feel like he's going to keep it really mum, and our jaws are going to be dropped. At least they better be, and that's what I'm expecting.
Yeah. Wait, he did this song, You Don't Have to Call. It's okay, girl, right?
Yeah, like he can go. You do My Boo with Alicia Keys.
Oh, my
like,
boo. Oh, my God. You're right.
I love that song.
Oh.
You just brought that back.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Always be my oh.
Oh, my God. Oh wow! Oh,
We haven't had a
R&B vibe
in a couple episodes.
I know.
Oh, good.
Ooh.
Okay. What's next?
Okay? A little hot in here.
Fifty high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama, every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Before we dive into the latest celebrity intel, let's talk about a different kind of drama, the kind that involves our furry co-stars, our pets. I wanted to share a message from our partner, Spot Pet Insurance, who is here to help with unexpected veterinary bills.
What's that?
Well, with Spot Pet Insurance, you can get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. You would need that.
Yeah, saving up to 90% on vet bills sounds fantastic.
It sure is. And get this, Spot Pet Insurance plans cover not only unexpected accidents and illnesses, but also offers an optional preventative care benefit. It can help with the cost of routine wellness, vaccines, and more.
Is it pricey?
Probably less expensive than a surprise $1,800 vet bill, and you know what that's like.
It's not pretty.
Just head over to spotpet.com for a free quote. Paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductibles, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence, American Insurance Company, or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
Let's talk about Leonardo DiCaprio filming for the new upcoming Paul Thomas Anderson movie, which is untitled at this point, I believe.
Yes, you are correct. Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, and Regina Hall are filming in California, the new Paul Thomas Anderson movie. There was a blind item last week that read, this A-list Oscar winner and environmental advocate has been helicoptering in and out of film location. He's staying in a different part of the Golden State than the shooting location. I wonder how big his carbon footprint is now. Obviously, that was about Leo because there was a helicopter scene going in and out of the area of where they're filming. They're filming near Napa, I believe.
I think it's Humboldt County is one of the locations.
Okay, you is that like where Eureka or Arcata is?
Something like that. It's up like there.
The same area.
Right. Okay. So I need to stand corrected, or whoever wrote that blind item needs to stand corrected. Somebody wanted to clear up. They submitted this. I'm just reading what they wrote. Wanted to clear up the air. Leo, one of the biggest movie stars of our time, flew economy to Woo-hoo! Film on location for his new movie. That is unheard of. And wow. The so-called helicopter he's been flying out of town with was used for the shoot, not personal use. Shame how facts get twisted. I did have somebody who lives in the area send in pictures of the helicopter.
I thought you were gonna say like the helicopters like run on like solar energy or something ridiculous like that.
No. I'm gonna tell you what this person said. After the blind item was posted, this person thought that the blind item was true because they had seen the helicopter. They tell me he's not staying in Eureka or Arcata. He's staying in Napa. Apparently, we have a super small airport built for World War II planes to practice in the fog, so it's super small and easy for him to go unnoticed. That airport has one gate and one set of stairs for the planes. They sent a picture and said this was spotted at the airport for the movie. So I think people are getting confused. The helicopter for the movie, Leo's not on it. It sounds like he is flying economy.
Love that for him.
This person says the Murrayfield Airport has a live feed. So I guess that's how people in the area have seen this helicopter flying in and out. Napa is 3 hours by plane. So it seems kind of weird that he'd be staying 3 hours by plane from the filming location. I was told that in the area, there's no nice hotels though, like best Westerns and whatnot.
Wait, I'm sorry. 3 hours by plane from, I'm assuming, Los Angeles? Am I missing something here?
Or from Humboldt, maybe. Oh, from where they're filming.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. This person
sounds awfully far by plane.
Yeah, that is far by plane. We could be wrong. Google that. This person said that they've heard some other locals say they saw him in Trinidad getting fish and chips yesterday. Said he gave the name Jack when he ordered. I mean, Jack.
Love that.
Terrible.
They're shooting at the grocery store in Cutton on Monday. Now, those pictures are on the internet. They were, in fact, filming outside of a grocery store yesterday. I just don't know what all these counties are. Cutton, Eureka.
Those are all just northern.
Arcata. California. I'm probably saying it wrong. How far does it say how far from Napa it is?
You're talking about Arcata, right? Arcata, yeah. Humboldt. It says 1:20 nonstop.
On a flight.
So maybe they met like there and back.
Yeah, they probably met Napa there. Maybe. Is Napa 3 hours from LA, Aaron?
Sounds Napa like. Is probably like 5 hours from LA. Okay, but so maybe
that part's confusing. Sorry about that. I asked this person if they knew where Leo was staying. They said there's conflicting reports. Obviously, if I knew, I wouldn't say where he was staying. But they don't know. So he could be flying in and out. All they said is that they've seen a fancy car at a filming location.
With the license plate, Jack.
They filmed at a school and they saw a fancy car there picking up somebody. So they assumed it was him.
Could have been Sean Penn's.
Yeah. They said that there's Holiday Inns and Best Westerns.
Mm.
Let me tell you, you can be as green as you want, but you are not staying there while you're on location.
I agree.
Yeah.
So.
Well, unless your method and like your character is that, you know, kind of, I don't want to talk badly about it, any hotel franchise, but you know.
Yeah, good point.
You know what I mean?
But I mean, if you're Leonardo DiCaprio and you're right, you're used to the best of the best,
you're
like
not, you ain't staying at the Holiday Inn.
No.
Production wouldn't even let you.
Did you say they wouldn't even let you?
No, they wouldn't. They're like, we need to ensure that you get back to set the next day, and we want you as comfortable as possible, as safe as possible. We will be standing on guard outside the Four Seasons.
That's funny.
Yeah, so I wanted to clear that up because there were some upset fans out there that there would even be a suggestion that he was helicoptering in and out of set. He flies economy, and people see him.
That alone is like, wow, unreal.
Man, if I was walking down the aisle of my flight, sat down, looked to my right, and Leonardo DiCaprio was sitting next to me, I don't know what I would do.
That's not the first time I heard this. Somebody messaged me
I'd be very
a couple
nervous.
Months ago saying that they saw him and Tobey Maguire, I think, in economy.
Wow.
Or on a commercial flight. So maybe he's letting up on the
like getting in with the normies.
Huh. The thing is, like, how does you sitting in economy change your carbon blueprint? The plane still is using the full fuel and going where it needs to go. So like, I'm not mad at you if you fly first class. Bro.
I know.
True. That's a solid point.
Well,
same
plane. I asked the same question, and I think that the airplane that he flew to wherever they're filming didn't have first class. So he had no choice.
Mm, okay.
Because I asked that same question. All right. What is next?
Okay. This next one sounds just like, I don't know, a Danielle Steele novel, a Kardashian in Switzerland.
Is that all I told you, right?
You go, right, our Kardashian Switzerland. I'll know what to say.
I think I wrote that to Aaron too when I was reading the list.
Okay.
So funny. I was like, wait, what?
Okay. Well, okay. So I'll explain. This isn't like inside information. This is just something that somebody stumbled upon on Instagram and brought it to my attention. Somebody says, hi, do Kardashians tea. This is a Brazilian influencer. And in this video, she's in Switzerland at a rejuvenating clinic. And she says one of the Kardashians is there in a room below her recovering from plastic surgery. She says that this Kardashian sister will be staying there for 7 days. So the person sent me this influencer's reel that she says all this. It's in Portuguese. Mm-hmm. So cool. I had to have her translate it. But this person, before I read you what the translation said, this person said that this influencer wrote in the comments that she wasn't really allowed to say but figured since it's in Portuguese, she wouldn't get in trouble. I don't know the exact mindset behind that. But this is the translation of part of the reel. This influencer says, quote, as a good Brazilian, I've already discovered the gossip. The one celebrity who had the plastic surgery yesterday was one of the Kardashians. And tomorrow she's coming to the clinic. She's going to stay for 7 days. And look, I even discovered the room. It's just on the floor below mine. One room to the left. So, I mean, what am I taking from this?
Yeah, what's your point?
My point is, do we need to go to Switzerland to get plastic surgery?
Probably.
That's my point.
It sounds like everything's better in Switzerland.
I mean,
for real.
Erin, I mean, I thought that most celebrities got their work done in LA. Now they're going to Switzerland? Like, what's going on?
Girl, people travel far and wide for plastic surgery. If you hear of a good surgeon in Switzerland, you're going there. Or Korea, I've heard, is really big and common. You know, everyone was going to Brazil at one point. But now, yeah, I think it's more so you're just following the surgeon. Like, if you have a contact and they happen to live there, that's where you're going. I'm not surprised. Like, we all know that everyone's getting surgery and cutting here and there. So, yeah, and it's probably a little more low-key. And if you could stay, for some reason, this sounds like, there's no detail that she gave, but it sounds like, oh, I could stay in Switzerland for 7 days and recover and, like, be out of the spotlight. Like, why be in LA where everyone can see you getting into your car at the valet downstairs on Roxbury Street in Beverly Hills?
What's on Roxbury Street? A good surgeon?
A surgeon. I'll give you the contact later.
Okay. I mean, this information stresses me out because now I'm like, now I have to, like, you know, I'm all for plastic surgery, by the way.
Yeah, do whatever makes you feel clear. Good about you.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
No.
I don't think there's anything wrong with Botox. I don't think there's anything wrong with fillers. You do you. You do it to whatever degree makes you feel comfortable. Do some people overdo it? In my opinion, yes, but that's my opinion. They obviously think they look great and we should just,
I mean,
leave them alone.
Yeah, what is going to Switzerland for a Kardashian? Literally nothing. It's like, right, call up the PJ. I'll be at the airport in 30 minutes and we'll be in Switzerland in no time.
Literally.
Right. Well, we know it's not Kylie because Kylie is in Paris.
Unless she made a stop.
No, she was in Paris. How do you make a...
What do you mean? How do you make a stop? You take like a puddle jumper.
No, well, this person said that she's coming to the clinic like soon.
Okay, well.
Tomorrow. Okay. Said tomorrow. So Kylie was at a fashion show this morning or yesterday morning.
Okay, Switzerland and France are neighbors. I don't know.
I don't think it'd be Kylie. I just don't. I
feel
like
then, and then it's not Courtney because she's got her baby. So it could only be two other ones. Or maybe Chloe.
Chris was just with Kylie.
Oh, so she's like, you know, I'm just gonna like make a little detour to Switzerland and then I'll be home.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Cool.
Well, I need to know this doctor's name. That's why I'm talking about
it. Yeah.
If anyone out there knows.
If they're listening, if one of the Kardashians happens to be listening to this.
I don't think they're going to offer that information. Think about it. If you had a secret plastic surgeon that makes you look the way you look, that makes
you're hiding that. Famous,
yeah, you're hiding them. That's why this information is so good.
Interesting,
I think.
Yeah.
Like, I know someone out there knows because.
Of course.
For sure.
Yeah. Every time I talk about plastic surgery on my Instagram account, and people always, always, always ask for the names of surgeons in New York City and LA, where, you know, they can go. A lot of rhinoplasty. I get a lot of rhinoplasty requests. I do not feel comfortable recommending surgeons. That's something that you need to research on your own. But every time the subject is brought up, the names of surgeons I've never heard of are DM'd to me. Surgeons that A-list celebrities use, and not the ones that everyone hears, not the Dr. Diamonds and the who's the other guy, the nose job guy. Oh, he's really Raj.
I think
it's Raj starts with an R. It's not those two. It's like other ones that like I've never heard of. So I just need to know if anyone knows.
We'll find out in no time. I mean, you are Dumois and you are Bible according to the Kardashians. So we'll know soon.
There you go.
Okay. What is the final
topic of the week? So this one's about Shaun White and Nina Dobrev. Readers are looking for an update on whether or not they are in fact engaged or getting engaged. What do you have?
I had said that I had thought they were engaged last year. She's still not wearing a ring, if they are. I asked someone about it last week and they said possibly, but they're just keeping it quiet for whatever reason now. Somebody else messaged me and said that they ran into them last November, so November 2023 in upstate New York. They were buying a house upstate.
Nice.
I'm assuming together. So that sounds like a pretty hefty commitment, even if they're not engaged. And I just want to say, like, everyone always asks, like, every time, like, people start asking if Taylor and Travis are engaged or so-and-so are engaged, like, why do people have to be engaged? They don't. I just think it's like a fun thing.
Yeah, it's exciting
to talk about.
Yeah.
Cause it's just love.
Love is great.
It's just
love. We love love.
It's just love. Have you heard anything about Shaun and Nina, Erin?
I haven't heard about an engagement, but I can definitely see that they are in it for the ever game. Just seeing the way that he's fully integrated into her friend group, all of the fun celebrations that they've been having recently, just them going buck wild in, I think it was Aspen or in the snow. And then, you know, he brings all of her friends together to celebrate her for her birthday and surprises her. And she is the most fun partner. Like, I've seen her in relationships with other like mutual friends, and she is just always down for a good time. She's like the ultimate guy's girl as well. She's a girl's girl, but she's also like a guy's girl. She knows how to make her man happy and just have so much fun and let loose and really not act like a prissy celebrity. Like, she is the girl that gets down and dirty in the mud, in the snow, wherever you take her. So like, why wouldn't Shaun want to lock that up and keep her forever?
I love that.
Especially him, like, being just, you know, an Olympian, and she obviously she snowboards as well.
Yeah, but they have a long comment.
But I've heard that about her too. I think she's even say it, like, she's literally down for anything. Like, she'll try anything once.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all we have for today. Erin, it's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Erin.
You guys can catch Erin on The Rundown for E, which is on Snapchat.
Thanks, guys. I love you guys so much. It's so fun to catch up with y'all, and I can't wait to hear you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a production of Cadence 13, an Odyssey studio. New episodes of Do You will air every Thursday. See you next week.